Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, joined by Mexico resident Lynette Brown. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here. We've had you on the radio a couple of times talking about Presser, but we've never had you on Meet the Community. For those folks who don't know who you are, tell a little bit about your family, if you will.
My name is Lynette, of course, and my husband's name is Andre. We've been married for 31 years. We have two kids and eight grandkids. We moved to Mexico 22 years ago. We moved here to do music ministry at a small church here. Once we moved here, within the first couple months, that didn't work out, but we decided to stay. I fell in love with Mexico. So my husband is a pastor at Consuming Fire Ministries now here in Mexico. We're right near Eugene Field School off Boulevard. Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. If anyone doesn't have a church home, please come. Feel free to come and visit. I work for C2C now. I am a nurse by trade. I have my bachelor's of nursing. I worked at Arthur Center and in different doctor's offices here in town.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about yourself growing up. Where'd you grow up at?
Growing up, I was born in St. Louis, Missouri. I grew up in St. Peter's. My mom and dad moved out there, and we turned little city kids into little country kids, and we loved it. I graduated from Fort Zumwalt when it was only one. It's too many of them now. And I just enjoyed being out, like, in the country. I don't mind the city. But I like a little bit more space, a little bit more room, so.
Sure. What kind of things were you interested in whenever you were growing up? Did you play sports, or were you into academics? Tell us a little bit about that.
I guess both. I was into sports and academics. I played volleyball. I played, we had a kickball team, played softball. We didn't do a whole lot of sports because we were far from the school and we didn't have an activities bus. So the only time we could do an activity was if there was a bus. I have six siblings, or had six siblings, and so we had a big family. So being in sports, we couldn't do sports a lot because I've just put you going several different places. And my mom and dad were both working people. You know, they had to work full time to raise seven kids.
Absolutely. Tell us what you like about Mexico. You said you came here and you kind of fell in love with the community. What are some of the things that you really enjoy about Mexico?
When we first moved here, or we first came here, I thought it was a clean city. Not that it's dirty now, I'm sorry, but it's still clean. And everybody was always so nice. You know, everybody would speak, which that's what we're used to. So when we moved here from Troy, Missouri. So in Troy, Missouri, we had lived there for 11 years. My kids kind of started growing up in that school system. So we were very involved parents. I worked 3 days a week, so I like being involved with my kids in school. My husband worked full time. And my mom and dad was always into, hey, you know, you're going to do stuff for school. You need to be there to help whenever we can, because they did the same thing. Even though they worked, they helped when they could. So just when we moved here, it was just the small town feel that everybody, I mean, if they saw you, they spoke to you. And several people will remember your name and say, hey, Lynette, how are you doing? Or, you know, how are the kids doing and different things. So that's what I think I fell in love with. Dr. Little was the superintendent at the time. And after we moved here, he showed us the school that the kids would be going to on a Sunday. Randy Gooch's mom, Annabelle Gooch, she was our person who bought a bag over of information. Just resources. Here's some resources. Here's restaurants. Here's things, different things that we need and stuff like that. And she just introduced us to Mexico. We knew two people when we moved here.
Absolutely. Well, we want to find out a little bit more about you. We're going to take our first break, and we'll come back with our second segment of Meet the Community. We're talking with Lynette Brown this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.